There is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with a global alert. Israel has alerted its citizens abroad about planned global protests today in solidarity with Gaza called Day of Rage. This follows increased calls for demonstrations from various pro-Palestinian groups. The National Security Council noted a rise in protests and violence against Israelis since the October 7th attacks by Hamas, with an emphasis on upcoming events in the West Bank as urged by a senior Hamas official. These protests coincide with a year-and-a-half surge in anti-Israel sentiment among students and activists, leading to incidents of harassment against Israeli and Jewish students at universities, particularly in the West. Meanwhile, a recent projection indicates that nearly all Holocaust survivors will be deceased within 15 years, with the median age currently at 87. By 2031, almost half of the survivors are expected to pass away, and by 2040, about 90% will be gone, leaving an estimated 21,300 survivors. This analysis coincides with Yom HaShoah, emphasizing an urgency to document their experiences. Gideon Taylor, the president of the Claims Conference, stressed the need for Holocaust education and direct testimonies from survivors for all generations, underscoring its importance for preserving history and understanding. With federal elections happening on May the 3rd, Australian Jewish organisations have voiced strong disappointment over the Labour Party directing preferences to Greens candidates, despite pleas to rank them last on how to vote cards. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus specifically favoured Greens candidate Matthew Kirwan, despite his previous criticism of the party's anti-Israel rhetoric. This includes Kirwan's involvement in calls for an arms embargo on Israel and anti-Israel protests. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry criticised Dreyfus's confusion for supporting a party they claim vilifies the Jewish community while urging major parties to unite against the Greens. In other news, making headlines as countless victims seek justice more than a year after the October 7th massacre, October 7th Justice Without Borders NGO, led by attorney Yael Weiss-Gewesmann, is advocating for over 350 individuals affected, including survivors and bereaved families. Weiss-Gewesmann aims to establish legal accountability, drawing on her extensive experience in international law. A former CIA agent, Bob Baer, claims increasing evidence suggests Adolf Hitler faked his death and fled to Argentina, where supporters attempted to revive his Nazi regime. He suggests re-evaluating the official history of Hitler's suicide, as forthcoming documents could reveal connections between him and the Argentine government. Qatar and Egypt have suggested a new plan to resolve the Gaza conflict and secure the release of hostages. This proposal includes a potential ceasefire lasting 5 to 7 years, the exchange of Israeli hostages for Palestinian prisoners, a formal end to the war, and Israel's complete withdrawal from Gaza. Despite pressure from various European nations to exclude Israel from this year's Eurovision Song Contest, director Martin Green affirmed that Israel will not be disqualified. He emphasized that Eurovision focuses on public broadcasters, not geopolitical issues, and stated that disqualifications should be rare and based on specific European Broadcasting Union rule violations. And finally, this year's Holocaust Remembrance Day will be commemorated in Israel with screenings of both new and classic films, including documentaries and feature films, which honor the lives lost and the experiences of survivors. These films adopt various perspectives and styles, incorporating archival footage, interviews, and animation to vividly depict Holocaust narratives. They serve as mournful reminders of untold stories, paralleling the trauma faced by hostages in Gaza today. The featured programs at Cinematheques include discussions with filmmakers and historians, providing deeper insights into the documented experiences, some of which are brought to life through compelling animated sequences. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.